Wait, you were with her for 23 years?
Yeah, I've got to say, yeah. Been with the same woman 23 years, and that's what I mean. See, now, see all this dating crap, that can go on one. I ain't doing none of that. I'm even going to turn into a monk.
You're going to turn into a monk?
Oh, I ain't doing none of that dating.
No.
I'll tell you what, this one good, and you're a nice lady, I'll tell you one thing I found out when I've been talking to people in the camp. See, women, it's the difference in women nowadays when I was younger, they've got the same attitudes as men, some women. It's unbelievable. Some of the conversations I've had, I sort of think, where were these when I was 18 and on my own?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So what are the same conversations? What do we think about?
Part of our language is, she said, you should go on this thing called, I won't say it, French Connection Buddy, I won't call it, it's called Fuck Buddy or something. Okay, what are you talking about? She said, oh yeah, I'll go on it all the time. And honestly, she said to me, all you do is you go on it, and then you just meet, and yeah, mad. I was like, what? But you ain't got to go out for a date. She went, oh, no, don't bother with all that.
Huh.
Like, it's just crazy. There is so many weird things out there, it's unbelievable. I thought, well, you never know.
So why were you fooling around?
Oh, well, I was young. This is 15, 20 years ago. Oh, are you? Oh. Where are we? Oh, this is... Hold on.
Phil Beach. Phil Beach Gardens by Earl's Court.
I know I was going the right way. I get confused Fillmore or Philbert, but I knew it's both the same way.
Oh, okay.
So I'm only over there. Yes. You think you can handle when you have the younger... Because I used to box, and I was quite fit at times. So I was all right.
Yeah?
But you think every bloke does it. Oh, no. Tell like you've probably got a love, no one does it right, but when you're younger, I'd say it's 15, 20 years ago, and then you just can't get over, and then it just evolves, and then she gets a bit depressed, and you have some bloke who gives her the chat, and oh, the problem is I know the fella, so he's going to get sick, come near him, he's got to be careful.
So she was messing around too?
Yeah, but it wasn't really messing about, it was all like sensible. But you say, it's all right.
Sensible.
I mean, it's very strange, I found weird. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
And I've just come to terms with it, I must admit. I've just started to, like, you know, what it is, what it is. Just got to let
so
it
So, are you going to still live together? Or are you going to move out?
Honestly, you cannot. I can't afford to go. And it's simple as that.
Right.
Simple as that. You cannot afford to go. You sit there or something, you think, oh, yeah, right. Oh, you've split up, and you're, oh, I'm going, oh. Oh God, you can't. Honestly, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
And be honest with you, I've got my girls, they don't want me to go. They understand it all, so they're all happy. So just look, at the moment, it just be sensible.
Yeah.
It's weird. It must be, because I never thought this would happen to me. Never, ever, ever. Very took it for granted, I must admit. And you know when you love someone, but then when it happens, you don't know how much you love them. I love this woman a lot, and this is what hurt me. But now it's funny, no? The hardest bit is now, what do I do about it? Do I start messing about, or do I just go, you know what, at the moment, I just can't be bothered. You know what I mean? I won't go none of this dating and all that. I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. I couldn't.
You don't want to fix things with her?
I've got to let it run its course, I think, at the moment. Because my mother-in-law is like my mum, and this is what no one can believe she's been. Because they're very close to me, that's why. But I've just got to think, let it run its course and see what happens.
Right, yeah.
It's like everyone's dream, like a marriage, well, you're 40, like 43, like 42. And, oh, you can do what you want, go out. But when you think about it, it ain't really like that. I couldn't.
Yeah, it's not as exciting to go.
It's not, you're right. And you know, also, I'm very shy. It might not seem it when I'm in the cab because it's.
Yeah.
You see in the cabin, it's a bit, oh yeah, you can mess. I talk a lot, but when I'm outside this environment, no, I'm very.
You're very shy.
Yeah, very, very shy. Always have been. Hey, I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah,
to make it work?
Honestly, I don't know how. Like with people like yourself, like you've been with someone, you date with her and whatever, but like, I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't even know where to go on a date. Wouldn't even bother. But this woman, she was a middle-aged woman, was telling me about all these things. She said, you don't have to do all that, mate. You just just go on these sites. I said, oh, I'm not going on a computer site. But so she goes, yeah, you get pictures and all that. I said, what? What?
Yeah.
Pictures, all this. She told me one called fish something.
Fish something. You know what? You can drop me off just right here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me just. I'll just be. Hold on. There's no one coming. It's all right. Let me stop that. Tenner, job done.